Welcome to chapter 100 and shit. Should have looked it up. 100 and something, probably like 108 or 7. And yeah, guys, I'm sorry the podcast is late, right? And there's been a lot of speculation as to why the podcast is late. I alluded to the fact that some shit went down during the week, but I also said in the Facebook group that, don't worry, it's thoroughly uninteresting, but feel free to speculate in the comments anyway, because I knew you would, right? And this is what, okay, the reason, I'll tell you the reason before, actually no, I'll tell you the reason after. This is what you guys thought I was doing as to why the podcast was late. This is, some people thought the best one was, these are some of the best ones, there was no backup Bix and you had to go get some. That's actually likely. When my house doesn't have a backup box of Wheat Bix, all hell breaks loose at the Kidgels and it's pandemonium. And you're right, that could have been my Tuesday. That's actually plausible. Luke forgot to turn the camera on again. No. Although that is also pretty likely. Hasn't had any Savoys today. No, I wasn't in a Savoy drought. I'd never do that to myself. I have Savoys every day. He lost the shortbread again. Osha stole your shortbread. Like, there's just a lot of shit, and I kept coming in with, guys, I said, it's really uninteresting. If Osha stole my shortbread, that would be incredibly engaging and a great reason as to why I wouldn't do the podcast. Luke got distracted by watching too much YouTube. Nope, wasn't that either. Luke probably forgot it was Tuesday. That's likely, and almost was the reason, but not the reason. Luke shit his bed and had to get a shower and do laundry. That's a real low blow from Andrew there. Jeez, you guys don't think much of me, do ya? Like, oh, I wonder why Luke didn't do the podcast. He probably shit himself. He's probably just walking around with a poop in his pants. Well, fuck you. The fucking disrespect, I swear to God. Like Luke forgot, whatever. He got carried away playing the tambourine and realized it had been 4 hours. That happened, but that was yesterday. Yeah, right. So you guys are mean and cruel, and there is a perfectly good reason, but it's very boring. So, the reason why I didn't do the podcast on Tuesday was, I couldn't find my cord. Like the cord that plugs in my camera that has the mic on it that I film and record the podcast with, I just couldn't find it, and it was out of charge, and I looked for the cord for maybe 10 minutes, and then I had flashbacks of me looking for my missing shortbreads from the podcast a few weeks ago, and to be honest, I just had mad PTSD, and I started getting flashbacks, and I was like, I don't want there to be another 25-minute rant about me missing a cord, alright? So I gave up 10 minutes in, and I went to do other shit, and then as I went to bed that night, I picked up something off my floor, and the cord was there, and I was like, I could have just done the podcast. But, so sorry I didn't do it Tuesday. I couldn't use the camera because it was out of charge, and I looked for the cord. I was turning up everything, and I was like, whatever, all right, it's not my day today. And then why didn't I do it? Then I went to do it yesterday, right? I was like, boom, I posted in the group. I was like, guys, don't worry, it'll be up Wednesday. I'm on it. I was on it. I went to the radio station to record it before my gig. I got there a few hours early. I was like, boom, I'm going to knock out this podcast. Then I'm going to do some stand-up. I'm going to have a killer night. And I get to the radio station, and I'm feeling around in my pockets for my pass to get in the building. I'm like, oh, that's weird. Must have put it in my bag. And I'm looking through my bag for the pass, and can't get open the door. And I realize that I don't have the pass. It's on my desk at home. So I was just in the city really early for my gig. Didn't end up doing the podcast. But it's Thursday today, and guess what? It's being done. So thank you. And I just wanted to start off the podcast with a quick message. I've lost a lot of shortbread confidence. Alright, if you haven't listened to this episode, it was about 3 weeks ago. It's called The Missing Shortbread. It was like 2 episodes ago, I think. Essentially what happened was, I lost a shortbread. And you're probably thinking, that's not a big deal, Luke. Yeah? Spend 45 minutes looking for it after 1 a.m. Alright? And then try not to think that you're going insane. because that's what I did. All right? So I've lost a lot of shortbread confidence since then. There's been more shortbreads in the cupboard, all right? Mum's gone back to Woolies and bought another 12-pack, and I was like, beauty. And then I went to put them on a plate, and I was like, nah, it's too soon. I'm going to lose it again. It's going to slip off. It's going to be a disaster. So you know what I've been doing? Like the pathetic individual that I am, I've been standing at my pantry all week. Whenever I want a shortbread, I won't put it on a plate, take it to a couch, take it in front of the TV, take it to my bedroom. Nah, too much risk involved in that. That was old Luke. Old Luke used to take those kind of risks. Old Luke used to dare, alright? Old Luke used to push the boundaries of where you can eat a shortbread. Hell, old Luke would have walked a shortbread up Everest and had it at the summit, alright? And enjoyed that crisp crunch that you get. Alright, there's nothing like the first bite of a shortbread. Old Luke would have done that. Old Luke would have bloody taken a shortbread surfing. Old Luke would have taken it around the world like his tambourine. Not anymore. New Luke's lost a lot of confidence, guys. I've been standing at my pantry eating the shortbread straight out of the packet. Why? I'm trying to narrow down the possibilities of things that could go wrong between me picking up the shortbread and it going into my mouth. So I figure if I just pick it up and put it straight in my mouth, there's only a certain amount of things that could go wrong. Sure, someone could come in and slap it out of my hands, all right? I could get hit by a car if a car came through my kitchen. That's unlikely though, right? So I was like, I'm just trying to narrow down all the different variables that could ruin my shortbread experience. So the best way to do that is to just stand there and be judged by the rest of my family as I just snack. Do you know how sad that is? Losing the confidence, right? Losing the confidence to snack. God damn. It's been a rough week, guys. You know what's been good this week? I skipped Halloween yesterday. Halloween was yesterday in Australia. I skipped it. Boom. I don't know what to say. I didn't do it. I missed it. I didn't really see anyone dressed up. I was at home all day. I was just doing shit. I was doing heaps of stand-up writing. And I had like a few, you know, doing tour stuff for the next year. And then I left my house kind of before the trick-or-treaters started coming because I had a gig. So I just missed Halloween. And it was great. And you're probably thinking, oh, Luke, but that's... Halloween's fun. Yeah? If you're six, if you're older than that, grow up. All right? Look, if you like dressing up, that's great. All right? Dressing up can be fun. I get it. I love a dress up. But it's just, I don't know. I was walking around the city on Saturday and I hated it. People just get carried away with their costumes. You're like, just because you're dressed as a serial killer, you don't have to wave a plastic knife in my face. This dude just walked up to me like, ugh. And I was like, no, get fucked. Like, it's still assault. It doesn't matter. Oh, but you can't like wave around a plastic knife and run up and jokingly scare people. Just because it's Halloween, just because you're wearing face paint, all right, that's not going to hold up in court. And the offender walked up to a stranger and waved a plastic knife in a threatening manner at their neck. And then it's like, do you have any objections? Objection! I was wearing face paint. Oh. Approved. I don't know what they say, but... it's not going to hold up, all right? Just because you're wearing your little Joker smile, right? It doesn't make it okay. People get carried away with their costumes. I don't like it when people like... Here's my rule of Halloween. Commit to the costume for the first 15 minutes of the party. Alright, if you need to do like a little character, you need to be in character for some reason, say if you're just as Borat, alright, and someone hands you a drink, you can be like, that's very nice, and then after that, hey, back to you, man, alright, just dance, have a few beers, just party, alright, we get it, you're Borat, you're wearing a mankini, I'm trying not to look at your balls right now. Okay, you don't need to do the voice. It's just, I don't know. I'm just like, people need to just ease up when they're in costume. People like pretend, like people just become a new person. They just like, I think people start to Halloween. People use Halloween as an escape now to be like, oh, I can be a serial killer tonight. And you're like, nah, it's the only socially acceptable time to be a serial killer. But I still don't think it is. But other people apparently just, I mean, the amount of times I got jump scared and threatened in the city, just like as a joke, like it wasn't like they were just mucking around or whatever. But like they were just like, ugh! And I was like, nah, nope, not even Halloween yet. This was on Saturday. I had the weirdest night on Saturday, guys. Like my life, I kind of woke up Sunday morning and I was like, what is my life? Like, what has it become? I just like, you know, when you like, someone goes, where do you see yourself in 5 years? If you'd have told me when I was 17 that I went out one Saturday night to do an escape room with my friend Radio Mike and then ended up coming home from a hen's night at 5 a.m. when I didn't even know the bride-to-be, like, or any of the other hens, I would have been like, that doesn't sound like me, man. I don't think I'd do that. I wouldn't go to a random hen's night. But I woke up Sunday morning and I was like, huh, wouldn't have called that. Oh, man. Okay, so here's how it went down. It's early Saturday evening, maybe 6, 7 p.m. I'm doing nothing. I was planning to have a quiet night in. I was like, yeah, you know, I might chuck on some Netflix, write some stand-up, maybe work on a video. No, I probably wasn't going to do that. I'd done that all day. So I was like, I'm just gonna chill, right? Have a quiet one. And then Radio Mike from the radio show pushes the buttons, shoots me a call. He's like, what's doing tonight? And I was like, NM, bruv, what about you? This is not how we talk, but I'm just trying to skip over it. And he's like, yeah, not much. Want to do an escape room? This is key information. It was Mike's idea. I want you guys to know that, right? And I know if you listen to the Radio Show podcast, you already know this story, right? But it's just, I'm so filthy still, I need to tell it again for those who don't. And those who don't need to shame Mike as well. So I was like, nah, man. I was like, yeah, man, let's do an escape room, right? So, and I was like, oh, actually, I have a voucher we could use for two, so let's go. Like, if it's just us two, let's just hang. And he's like, sweet. So I was like, cool, 10:30 p.m. South Yarra. It was an escape room called Da Vinci Down Under, which I was excited about. I was like, I've never read the Da Vinci Code, but I am a bogan. So if Mike handles the Da Vinci side of it, I'll handle the Down Under. You know what I mean? I'll like be looking for clues under a Lamington, or like I'll bring some complimentary fairy bread. I don't know, like, I just assume it was like Weet-Bix themed or something like that. I was like, it must be really Australian. So I was like, cool, man, let's do it. And then it was organized. He's like, sweet, let's get there at 9:30. We'll get some ice cream or some food and we'll talk tactics. And yes, it was a date. Of course it was a date. All right, me and Mike date. That's fine. There's nothing wrong with a bro date, right? So I was like, yep, 9:30 p.m., an hour before. See you at South Yarra, man. And then he sent me a text. I sent him the address of the place, and he sent me a text saying, sweet, 9:30 p.m., see you then. And that's the last time I heard from Mike for 6 hours. I get there at 9:30 p.m. I'm walking there, all right, park near Chapel Street. It's not really important to the story, but I did. And I was walking down the street, almost got bashed, right? This junkie came up to me. And he was like, oh, give me a dollar, man. But I don't carry around, who cares around coins, right? I was like, no, I don't have coins. I'm thinking of running a cashless system. Thinking of just with, anyway, but that's another thing, right? And I was like, nah, man, sorry. But I was on my phone, right? But he was being really threatening, this guy. He was like, give me a fucking dollar. Like, he was not going like, hey, man, do you have a dollar? Because I usually, like, do it with my wallet. And, like, if I have money, I'll give it to them, right? But this guy was, like, being really aggressive. I was like, if you're going to, like, speak to me, like, overtly aggressively, like, no. So I was like, I just ignored him, right? And then he's like, you fucking on your phone, you're bloody rich, you're in Chapel Street. And I was like, so are you, you're also on Chapel Street. I'm not from here, I'm from Diamond City, mate. All right, I'm from the big smoke, this is the country to me. Okay, you're right, I am from the economical hub of Victoria, Diamond Creek. But I was like, nah, man. So I just ignored him, right? And then he's like, oh, you fucking, I'm gonna hit ya. You're lucky I'm not fucking smashing your head in. And there was a bit, and he started following me up the street, this dude. And I had maybe like 5-10 meters on him. And I was like, oh shit, like, this is how I die. But then I was like, maybe this is the escape room. Like, maybe this is the first test. Like, dodge the junkie on the way there. If you can escape the junkie, then you can escape the room. So I was like, I didn't know whether to look back, and I was like worried about getting King hit. So I was already having a shit house night, right? And then eventually the guy stopped because there was like cops that came down. I was actually like really scared. But anyway, so I was like, I've never been in a fight before. Like, really. Like, I'm like, I don't know. I just wanted to cry. And then I get to the escape room. It's about 9:25. I'm 5 minutes early. That's cool. For once, I'm punctual. I'm happy with myself. Sit down in the chair outside, right? I'm just sitting there watching the world go by, also watching to see if the junkie comes back. And then I guess it's about 9:35, and I was like, all right, Mike's 5 minutes late. This is classic Mike. And it gets to like 9:45, and I was like, dude, I reckon that's pretty inconsiderate to not send a text or a call to be like, hey, just running a bit late, or parking, be there soon, something like that. All right, that's the considerate thing to do. Gets to 10 p.m., and I'm thinking, huh, this is interesting. I called Mike a couple of times, no answer, but the phone's ringing, so his phone's on. I texted him, messaged him on Facebook, also chucked in the group chat from the radio show. No sign of Mike. And I was like, huh, I think Mike's dead. At this point, I was like, all right, maybe Mike's died, and maybe... I was actually concerned. There was a bit of concern, because I was like, I was checking the text. I was like, maybe he thought we said 10:30. I was like, oh, well, that's fine. So I go up to the place, and, you know, all the other people from doing the escape room at the same time as I start arriving, and I'm just there waiting outside, and the runner's like, oh, is your friend here? And I'm like, oh, no, he's coming. He wasn't coming, guys. And then I was like, oh, I'll just call him again. And everyone started to feel really bad for me. And it hit 10:25, 5 minutes before we had to go in the escape room. And I was like, no, he's coming. And the girl at the escape room was just like, Luke, because she had my booking details. She's like, I don't think he's coming. And she put her arm around me and was like, I don't think he's coming. I'm really sorry. And I was like, I wanted to be like, I don't need your fucking sympathy. But every part of me was like, I know. And guess what, guys? Mike fucking stood me up. The disrespect. I've never been stood up before. Ever in my life. I don't think anyone has been. Like, who does... I know some people have been, but that's never happened to me. I thought it was a thing that happened in movies, where, like, the girl doesn't rock up to the date, and the guy's just, or like, vice versa, just waiting at the cafe, and they never show. But I live so far away from South Yarra. I drove, like, 50 minutes, then waited in the cold for an hour just to get my... To get consoled by the lady who works at the escape room that my friend's not coming. And she's like, usually it's non-refundable, but she felt so bad for me that she gave me a gift card that lasts until 2020 so I can rebook. She's like, oh, you and your friend can come again. I was like, you mean my ex-friend? Jesus Christ. And then we just destroyed Mike on the radio the next day, right? So that's the first half of the night. And you're probably like, okay, Luke, how does this night end up with you? So it's 10:30 p.m. How does this end up with you going to a hen's night, right? I'm talking to my friend, right? And she was her sister's hen's night, right? And I've never met a sister. She's the only one I know there. And I was like, all right, cool. She was like, I was sitting in the front and we were talking. And I was like, man, Mike stood me up. This is insane. I can't believe this shit. And then she's like, oh, man, you should come to this hen's night. Like, it's popping. It's going off right now. And I was like, nah, I'm not coming to a stranger's hen's night. Like, A, I'm a dude, all right? And she's like, that's fine. Just act really gay to the bouncer. And I was like, all right, cool. So, no, but right, it took me a while. It took me ages to convince me, right? I was like, no, I'm not coming to the parents' night. And then, whatever. And then, like, half an hour, I was like, fine. I'm already in the city. I've driven all the way to South Yarra. It's either I drive 50 minutes home, because I just felt so defeated. I was like, I've just driven here to sit on a chair in South Yarra for an hour and wait. And I was just like, nah, I've come too far for the night to end here. So I was like, fine, I'll come to this hen's night, right? And I got there, right over, and I didn't even know one there, right? And I just was like, and it got to, hits like 3 a.m., right? And it was really fun. It was awesome. And then it hits like 3 a.m., and I'm in like this Chinese restaurant in Chinatown with 16 girls I don't know, one that I do, and I'm just thinking, what has my life become? I'm eating prawn crackers with a bunch of strangers right now, talking about this wedding that I'm not invited to because nobody knows who I am. And I'm sitting there just going, it was like one of the most random scenarios I've ever been in, right? And it was great. It was really good fun. And then I ended up, it got to like 4:30 a.m. I was still in the city and I was like, I wanted food, right? So I went to KFC with my friend, and dude, it was, I'm sick of the whole every guy ever thing. Okay, I know I talk about it a lot, alright? I'm going to be putting out a video on it in the next week or so. I'm sick of it, right? Oh, you look like every guy. I know. I think some people think I joke about it. Like, oh, I'm sure it doesn't actually affect his life in any way that he has a generic head. I'm in KFC. It's Halloween. It's people getting a bit silly, alright? I saw a lady order a Zinger burger as a witch. She cackled. She's like, one original recipe. Not funny, all right? It's a witch costume. You're not a witch, all right? Shut up. I'm in KFC, waiting for my food. This girl walks up to me, makes eye contact with me, raises her eyebrows, comes up to me and goes, Peter? And I went, nah. She's like, are you sure? Peter. And I was like, yeah, I'm sure. Not Peter. And she just went, pretty sure you're Peter. And I was like, nah. And she went, huh, that's weird. And then she just walked away. I get it. Cool. I look like Peter. What I want to know is, does Peter get Luke? I want to know if Peter's sitting in KFC one night on Elizabeth Street and gets, hey, Luke. And Peter's like, nah. Are you sure? I'm sick of it, guys. I just want something interesting about me. I just wish I'd grow like a mole, like in the middle of my nose or something. And it would just be like, oh, that's not Peter because that guy has a mole. I just like want something that sets me apart from every other guy. But yeah, like, so that was weird. I just ended up at this hen's night, and it was actually a lot of fun. I was just like dancing, I was getting down, right? I've never been to like a hen's night. It was just weird. I was just like, dude, like, I was literally gonna have a quiet night in watching Netflix, and it's 4:30 a.m. and I'm chilling with a hen. Like, what? Oh my god! I just like really need to start having like a real long, hard think about. Now, you know what? I just thought that. I was like, I need to have a look at my priorities in life. And I was like, nah, I'm fucking nailing it. That's like, I just love a night. Like, I feel like I do it all the time. I wake up every day and I don't know how it's going to end. I'm like, man, I could end up in like New Zealand by the end of today. I don't know why. I like living my life like that. I'm just doing my thing, man. And yeah. So one thing that like I really want to talk about on this podcast, and it's probably boggled your minds as well if you've ever had this thought. And let me know if there's any like meteorologists listening. I don't know, it's a long shot, but if there's anyone who just knows the answer to this question, can you please tell me? Because me and my mate have been having like this constant struggle all week of just trying to wrap our heads around this question. Where does wind come from? And where does it go? Cotton Eye Joe. No. No, like, where does wind come... Okay, like, we Googled it, and it's like, oh, wind comes from, like, the atmospheric pressures. When the pressure goes from low to high, it creates wind. Cool. Where does it go, though? Like, say if wind gets me in the face, right? It's a bit windy, and I feel wind go across my face. Does then that wind just keep going forever? Or does it stop? Does it become not wind anymore? Does it just become air? Like, where does the wind go? Or, like... One day, like in 3 days' time, will some dude in Africa be copping that wind? That same wind that hit my face? I know this probably sounds really dumb to someone who knows, but I've just been thinking about it all week. Like, where does wind come from? And where does it go? It just happens. Oh, anyway, that's been my week. I know about you guys, but I've been fucking busy just trying to nut that one out. A few people have been asking where and stuff the videos are. Yeah, good question. This is what I've been up to. I guess I should tell you guys what I've been up to because I have been a bit absent on social media lately. I've been writing my show. To be honest, I've been like organizing the tour a lot. Obviously, I'm getting a lot of help with that, but we had a few hiccups with the Melbourne venues and stuff. So it's this time of year when all the registrations are due and stuff for all these things. Yeah, and I've thought of the tour name for my show, and I'm super pumped about it. I think it's going to be very funny. I just love a little bit of garbage. So it's like, hey, why not call my national tour after a shitty in-joke? I think you guys will like it. It'll be very fun. And man, I'm doing some big venues next year. Oh, I've really backed myself. So, it'd mean more than anything if you're listening to this and you've never come to a show before, or if you have, that you come again. Because, yeah, this tour is going to be huge, and I've got a lot of work ahead of me to get people to fill a bunch of seats, but I'm super excited about the challenge, and I think this is just going to be, like, huge. Because, like, last year, I feel like I was building to a point where it was getting, like, pretty big, and this year, oh, yeah, I mean... Hopefully it'll be nuts. So yeah, that's where I'm at. I've been doing so much writing. I've been hosting the Comics Lounge this week, which is like the Australia's biggest comedy club. I hosted it last night and doing it tonight again, which should be cool. And yeah, I'm just like smashing out stand up. I'm trying to get. I feel like I'm on the cusp of hitting like that next level. I feel like I'm good, but like I don't know. I really, like, want to knuckle down and, like, I think I could be, like, really good at stand-up. I just, like, had an epiphany this week. I was like, if I did it, like, slightly more, I could be fucking bang. So I've just been, like, really trying to write for, like, 2 or 3 hours every day and put a lot of time into making this show next year as funny as it can be. So that's what I've been doing. I've been a bit absent from videos and stuff, but I will be getting back into it. There's been a few other reasons which I'll... talk about later on or something in the year, and yeah, so thank you guys for waiting 2 days to listen to the podcast, and okay, before I go, right, it was just a shorter one today, because I do have another radio meeting. Alright, pretty excited about this one, guys, super pumped about it. Guess who's on window money now? I'm pointing at myself if you're just listening to the audio. I'm on window money. I'm booking my accommodation for New York, right? And because if you didn't miss the podcast, right, I'm coming to America for like 2 weeks in 2 weeks, which is super cool. So I was booking my accommodation and I was looking at all these places, right? And by the way, I found it's my new favorite hobby. I can't believe I haven't talked about this. It's my new favorite hobby, finding just the most dog shit hostels and grubby hotels and just scrolling through the pictures. It's hilarious. You find ones where they don't even try and make the photo look good. Like, I don't know if you've ever been to, like, just look up backpackers or, like, in any country. They don't even try and make the place look appetizing. There was one where the toilet seat was up. There was mold on the shower in the photo. The toilet seat was up. Like, they didn't even put the toilet seat down. It's just so lazy. They just walked in there with like a phone and were like, that's good enough. After someone had just taken a shit and hadn't cleaned the mold out of the shower. And like the rooms all look like prison cells. And I saw the best one. There was this room that just had this crappy single bed in it, right? And this huge framed photo of Ross and Rachel from Friends just overhanging the bed in this hotel. It was the creepiest shit. Like a couple shot of Jennifer Aniston and what's his name? David Swimmer. Just like over your bed. Imagine being in a foreign country, right? You're away from home and you wake up every day. And there's that first 3 seconds of every day where you're like, where the fuck am I? Like, it doesn't matter if you're at home. It doesn't matter if you're like, especially when you're like somewhere you don't usually sleep. You spend like 3 seconds going, this isn't my bedroom. I could be anywhere right now. And then you go like, oh no, I went here yesterday. I'm here. I fell asleep here. That's cool. Right? Even scarier when you wake up and you don't remember falling asleep there. That's happened to me twice and it was terrifying. And, right, so I was like, imagine waking up, right? And then you open your eyes and you kind of just look up. And the first thing you see is Ross and Rachel on Friends. I'd be like, oh, I'm at home. I'd be so just like, what am I doing? This is weirder than ending up in a hen's night when I went to do an escape room. It'd be bizarre. That's just the weirdest, like, this, I've seen a lot of shitty hotel art in my time, right? Just boring generic paintings, the ones where they just splat paint on, they're like, that's worth $1 million. You know those ones? Right? I've seen a lot of dog shit creations, but Ross and Rachel from Friends framed above the bed is the weirdest shit. Because you know what? You know Jennifer Aniston and David Swimmer don't know that's there, right? Right? You know they... Like, that's just... They, when they took that photo as promo for the show, they didn't think that would end up in some hotel room in New York. It was so weird. Anyway, so back to... I'm booking the hotel, right? And I'm having an awesome time looking through all these dog shit places. But I was like, no, I don't want to stay in all these places. Because, like, dude, if you put a blue light over that room, you're not going to just find shit on the bed. You're going to find shit on the walls. You're going to find shit just... I'm not even talking, like, cum. Like, yeah, there'll be a lot of jizz. That's expected. It's a hotel room. There's going to be a lot of other shit, right? There's going to be a lot of other bodily fluids there that, really, you shouldn't find on a roof. That's my rule. If there's poo on a roof, get out of that. Get out from under that roof. You know what I mean? That's like, also, if there's jizz on the roof, I'm just like, respect to whoever got it up there. I mean, even if you stacked up, even if you stood on a chair on the bed in the hotel room, geez, that's still a cum shot and a half. That's a bloody woo-wee. So I was like, okay, cool. I can't stay in any of these places. I'm not waking up to Ross and Rachel from Friends every day. Let's look for a decent place. So I was like, cool. I'm just going to like spend a little bit more money so I don't hate myself when I'm there. So I'm looking at this place. I found this all right place. And there was these kind of okay rooms, but they didn't have windows and they were kind of dark. And I was like, oh, like that's going to make me depressed. Like I'm not going to stay in the hotel room much, but like if I wake up just in like this weird cabin without a window, I'm just going to be like, oh, like, what the, no, like, that sucks, right? And then, but for an extra $15 American per night, you can get a window. And most people would be like, oh, why would you pay for a window, all right? And that's because most people aren't on window money, all right? Hey, guys, I don't make a lot of money from doing comedy, all right? Not a lot of money at all. But I make window money. I mean, it's still not a hotel. It's a hostel. But I make hostel window money. That's phenomenal for a comedian, right? So thank you to everyone who came to my show this year. I just want you to know that your money isn't being put to waste. I'm going to have a fucking view and a half. And you know what? Just to give back to you guys, I'm going to Snapchat that view. No, not Snapchat. I'm still on a hiatus. But I'm going to Instagram story that view. And you guys are going to be like, wow. I'm coming back, all right? This guy needs window money, all right? So if there's any incentive to come to my show this year, all right, it's give me window money, all right? I don't want to be locked up in a cabin, right? And sure, I could just get a nice hotel room without a window. I'd rather a hostel with a window. Right? And you just know I'm going to get there. I've paid like, I think it's like $25 Australian a night for a window, right? But, you know I'm going to get there and it's just going to be a window that faces a brick wall. I just know it. Like on the one on the thing, they have the one that faces the street and you can see busy New York, all the things happening. I just know I'm going to get the side one with like a sewerage pipe and I'm going to be able to see some guy showering in the hotel next to me. Some old dude just jacking it. He's like 50, he's overweight, and I just wave to him every morning while he's beating one off and he waves back with the other hand, right? And I just know that, and I'm fine with that, right? And that's what I've paid for. But, you know, and that's what you pay the big bucks for. You pay $25 a night to watch some old dude jack it in New York. And you know what, guys? I bet it's going to be worth every cent. So I just want to thank you guys that I feel like it's a massive milestone in my career. I checked my bank account and I was like, look, it's not a great financial investment, but I think I'm on window money now. I mean, I'll let you guys know when I get to hotel window money. That's probably 10 years down the track. But hostel window money. Guys, it's been a real pleasure. Honestly, it's for me to get to this moment. And, you know, like, I thought it was cool when, like, I did a big theater in Sydney this year. And heaps of people came. I thought it was cool when a couple of videos went viral back in the day. But nothing compares to window money. That's the top. Alright, so if you're out there and you don't think you can achieve anything, just remember that one day you might be able to afford a window and a hostel, alright? Because you can do anything you want. You've just got to believe in yourself. Thank you very much for listening to the podcast, guys. I think that's just about it. Let's talk about it. I don't know. I'd rather just make it short and sweet than shit on for too long. If anyone can answer to me where wind comes from during the week, that would really help. I will see you guys next week. I'll be uploading a video during the week. Actually, I really hate promising content. I'll do my best to upload a video during the week because I've got shows every single night until the weekend. And I got a radio show. Okay, we'll see. I should be able to do it. You guys are legends. I'm super pumped for the tour. I'll be revealing all that, I guess, in the months to come. It's still ages away yet, so I don't want to talk about the name and stuff too much. But, if you could leave, like, a little thing on iTunes or, like, we haven't done that in a while. And let me know if you've got any questions during the week, like life advice or anything. I'd love to hear it. You guys are legends. Have a good one. I'll see you next week. Oh, wait, one more thing. I forgot to tell you. Don't stress out. I know you're probably thinking about it. Yes, I made sure that my hostel in New York also had a bedside table to put my tambourine on. So I'm not an idiot. I'm not an animal. All right, it's not going to be sitting on the floor. It'll be propped up on a bedside table. I checked the photo just to make sure. And it will be looking out the window because I'm on fucking window money now. All right, so that's the end of the podcast. Just had to tell you guys that, yes, the tambourine will be looked after. I know there's been probably a lot of stress going, like, Luke, we wouldn't want the tambourine to not have a window as well. Guys, don't worry about it. I think of these things. All right, that's the end of the podcast. Just had to tell you that. Bye.